Welcome to the Impact Church Podcast. This series is titled Light of the World. For Christmas this year, our focus is on how Jesus invades the dark parts of our lives by expelling the darkness. Come, walk with us as we allow Jesus to light up our world.
So we're in a series called Light of the World, and we've been basing it out of John. And I love John because John, who had the most access to the clearest historical narrative. I mean, John, who took in Jesus' mom, and Jesus' mom lived with him for years after Jesus went to be seated on the throne in glory. I mean, John's the one who took care of Mary. And he could have had such a clear narrative, clearer than anyone, about the incarnation. And yet John went deeply theological, and he said this. He said, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The darkness can never overcome it." So John, who could have given us such clear insight, decided what you really need to know. You know what the incarnation's about? It's about a massive collision of light and darkness. And the darkness can never overcome it. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? So whatever's going on in your heart and your life that seems broken or not quite right, Christmas declares that the King of Glory has come to invade every dark place, to rush in to every circumstance and bring the light of the glory of God. Luke chapter 1, 78 and 79, this is out of a part of a song that was sung by John the Baptist's dad. And John the Baptist talked about how he would be the one who would be a forerunner to announce that Jesus is coming. And here's a couple of verses from that. It says, "Because of God's tender mercy." I mean, why did all this happen? It happened because of God's tender mercy. Isn't God good? Yes. He is a good God. It's because of his tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide us to the path of peace. And he was prophesying, singing, declaring what he'd heard from the angel, that the Son of God is coming. Your Son will declare and be the forerunner. And when he comes, he's going to bring light to all those who sit in darkness. So light overcomes the darkness. The Apostle Paul, he was with King Agrippa. And King Agrippa was asking him, you know, what are you doing? What's your mission? What's your life all about? And he said, "I had a confrontation with the Lord. The Lord knocked me off a horse in Damascus. And he came and he spoke to me. And he said, 'Yes, I am sending you to the Gentiles to open their eyes so they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they will receive forgiveness for their sins.'" Amen. The good news of the gospel is you're forgiven. The good news of the gospel is everything in any way where you think you fall short or the Father might not welcome you, Jesus did all the heavy lifting. He's removed every obstacle between you and God, and you just need to say, "I agree with that. That's awesome," because it's an announcement of your sins are forgiven. You've been reconciled and restored to your heavenly Father. And it's good news in the Christmas season. Isaiah chapter 60, it was prophesied about the coming of Christ. It says, "Arise, my people, and let your light shine for all the nations to see, for the glory of the Lord is streaming from you. Arise and shine, for you are torchbearers. You are those who carry the very light of the glory of God, and it's for every nation to see. For the glory of the Lord is streaming from you. Darkness as black as the night shall cover all the people of the earth." You think it's dark out there? You think it's getting bad? Man, there's been a lot more darker seasons than this. But I tell you, wherever there's darkness, we just got to say, "Lord, get us out of this mess." No, that's not what you say. Sorry about that. I set you up for that, didn't I? That's not it. Here's what you say. But, say but. I love the buts. But, in the scripture, "but the glory of the Lord will shine from you." The glory of the Lord will, you see, when you accept this beautiful message and you embrace the forgiveness of sins, when you become a living container of the glory of God, he shines from you. He reveals in and through you the goodness of God. It's going to shine from you. And say, "All nations." You know, I looked that up. It means all nations. Every single nation under God's wonderful sky is going to experience the goodness of God. You know how it's going to happen, though? It's going to happen from us. It's going to happen from a redeemed community that understand who they are and what God's called them to do. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see the glory of the Lord upon you. Amen. Amen. I got a couple pictures of a few people. Now, these are five guys who went to Ecuador back in the 50s. They went to Ecuador, and they went there because they felt called by God to reach a tribe that was unreached, a tribe that no one had ever interacted with or had contact with. So they felt that they're called by God. They flew a plane all over the Amazon. They were flying around trying to find it, dropping gifts, dropping things. And they finally identified where these people were, and they made contact. So these five guys made contact. Jim Elliott, Nate Saint, these guys did that. January 8th, 1956, they were killed. They just had made contact a few days earlier with this tribe, with the, I think it's called the Aku tribe, or Aka tribe. They just made contact with this tribe. They'd only made contact, I think, on the 5th, and on the 8th, they were murdered by this tribe. Now, they were killed by the most dangerous tribe in Ecuador. This tribe, their life expectancy was 30 years old, and that wasn't because they were dying of disease. It's because they killed each other. They were concerned that this tribe literally might wipe itself out because murder was a way of life. Killing was a way of life. And everyone who tried to reach out to them, they were killed. They were very, very violent people. This is from Jim Elliott's journal that very day. Here's what he wrote in his journal. I put it all up there for you because I want you to see it as I read it to you. I think it's beautiful. It says, I walked out on the hill just now. The day he was martyred, the day he was killed. He said, I walked out on the hill just now. It is it's exalting, it's delicious to stand embraced by the shadows of the friendly trees and with the wind tugging at your coattail and the heavens hailing your heart, the gaze and the glory to give oneself again to God. What more could a man ask? Oh, the fullness, the pleasure, the sheer excitement of knowing God on earth. Isn't that beautiful? I care not if I never raise my voice again for him, if only I may love him to please him, perhaps in mercy he shall give me a host of children, converts, that I may lead them through the vast star field to explore his delicacies whose finger ends to set them to burning. But if not, if only I may see him to touch his garments and to smile into his eyes, ah, then not stars nor children shall matter, but only himself. Oh, Jesus, master and center and end of all, how I long before that glory is yours, which has been long awaited for you. Now, there is no thought of you among men. Then there shall be thought for nothing else. Now other men are praised, then none shall care for any other's merits. Hasten, hasten, glory of the heaven, take your crown, subdue your kingdom, enthrall your creatures. Wow. I read that, it just so moved me, you know. And I've visited this before, and when I was in Bible school, we studied missions. But when I read this portion of his journal, I was really struck by his attitude in his heart. And that very day, he gave his life. That very day. This is a part of his journal. It's a picture of his journal. And in the one side in green, you can see he's got underlined in red. And in brackets, he's got this one little piece of text. And it's a piece of text from a guy named Philip Henry. And here it is here, Philip Henry. He said, he is no fool who parts with that which he cannot keep when he is sure to be recompensed with that which he cannot lose. He is no fool who gives away what he cannot keep, gives away what he cannot keep when he is sure to become recompensed with that which he cannot lose. What's Christmas all about? What is this? Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Lord. Here's another picture for you. Now, this is Steve Saint, and I don't know properly how to pronounce his name, but it's Minkay. Now, Minkay is the tribe member who killed his father. Steve is the son of one of those men that was killed that day. On the very site where they were martyred and killed, on that very site, Minkay baptized Stephen in water. And he says, Minkay has taken the role of a grandfather in my children's life, and he's a part of our family. This is what Minkay said, and it's a bit broken English. I'm not trying to make fun of it. I'm just reading it as it is. He said, when I killed Steve's father, I did not know he coming to show us new trail of Wangigangi. That means creator God. I didn't know that they were coming to share with us the trail of Creator God, the Creator's trail. All I know was killing. My heart was black with sin. When later I met Wanangongi, my heart was changed to peace and to love. No more killing. Now I walk God, the Creator's trail. Isn't that great? Now, when Jim Elliott's wife heard that her husband was murdered, and when they parted and when they went, they realized they may never see you this side of heaven. And they realized that, you know, this is a pretty violent group of people you're going to, and I may never see you this side of heaven. And sure enough, her husband did give his life. So she picked up her daughter, and with another sister of Steve Saint, they immediately went down to reach those tribes. Like, I just went, why? Like, what is wrong with you? Why did they go to the rainforest? Why did their family go after their fathers were killed? Husbands were killed. Brothers were killed. Why did they do that? Right there. You know why they did it? Because the light shines in the darkness. Because if the darkness is going to be confronted, it's us. We are plan A. There is no plan B. It's us. Jesus came to be a man so that the Son of God could bring us to a place where we could be children of God. The Son of God came to be a man that the men and women of this world could become the children of God. But it wasn't so that we could get to heaven. Jesus didn't come so one day, get us out of this mess. Jesus came so that he could build a community. Because what is Jesus doing right now? He's building his church. That's his words, not mine. But you see, the church is that living community, that group of called out people who've committed themselves to some of the stuff we did this week to manifest the life of Christ selflessly to a community. That's what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about giving. And every day is about giving. And these people were not content to just lose their family members. They went and took their place. And you know, they won that tribe. That whole tribe came to Jesus and they developed a community. They developed a group of called out people from a murderous society that became another congregation, another group of called out people, another church in the Amazon. Pretty amazing. Revelation 12 verse 11 says, and they overcame him, the accuser, they overcame him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb shed, done. His blood was shed, done. And they overcame him by the word of their testimony. What do you say about the blood of the Lamb? What do you say about this baby who came to die for the sin of mankind? What do you say? I say, yes, I am forgiven, I am healed, and I am free. I say, yes. And it says, but then it says, and they loved not their lives even unto death. In Hebrews, it says there were people who run through with the sword. And you know, this world was not worthy of them. And these are five guys who gave their lives, run through with the sword. But they were just the first step. They were just the first wave that went through and willingly laid down their lives to reach a tribe. But not satisfied, family members and others kept coming because there is a responsibility that we have. Light must invade the darkness. You don't have to seek God's will for your life. It's not lost. You don't have to seek God's will for your life. It's not lost. Pastor, what's God's will for me? It's all over the scriptures. I mean, if I went through the scriptures and showed you the call of God, the purpose of God in your life, we would be here all day reading scriptures telling you that you are the light of the world. That's who you are. And I put this down because I want you to see it and I want to read it to you. Trying to find God's will is like using a flashlight to find the sun at a midday when it's a clear, clear sky. It's like walking out on a beautiful sunny day with a flashlight going, where's the sun? I mean, if you don't understand God's will for you, that's what it looks like. Because the will of God has been made very, very clear. Luke chapter 1, 78 to 79, I read it already. But look, because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death and to guide us to the path of peace. That's why Jesus came. That's why he was sent. That's why, that's what Christmas is all about. Matthew 28, 18 and 19. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Isn't it amazing that God has shared his authority with you? God just didn't say, I'm going to give you a responsibility. I'm going to give you a job to do. All authority is his. He's not just giving you a task to fulfill. He's given you all authority and all power to manifest and to fulfill this beautiful destiny of every nation being discipled. Go make disciples of the nations. Listen, shout out the name of the person that you are discipling right now. I mean, not the nation you're discipling, but let's just start with who's the person that you're engaged with right now? Who's that one person that every day you're praying about and praying for and helping them come in the full manifestation of what God's called them to be? Just who is that person? That's awesome. And we should all be so very, very clear on a name. We should have someone in our hearts and lives that we know that we're ministering to and we're serving and we're blessing and bringing them into the full revelation of what God's called them to. 2 Peter 3:9 says, God is not willing that any should perish. What is the will of God, Pastor? God is not willing that any should perish. God is not willing that any should perish, but he wants all to come to a clear revelation of who he is so they can change their minds and embrace God as their Lord, their Savior, the one who has forgiven all their sins and delivered them and set them free. Isn't that great? Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. You are. You are. Who are you? Turn to your neighbor, point at him, getting ugly. Point right in their face. Say, it's you. This is all about you. Christmas is all about you. Christmas is all about Jesus coming and uniting himself with mankind. It's all about the Son of God becoming one with humanity so that humanity could become men, women, children of God to manifest the will, the heart, the passion, and the love of their Father. You are a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. How big is God? How big are God's plans? How big are his plans? I was praying for 2024. Lord, what's going to happen in 2024? What are we going to do? And he's like, what do you mean? We're going to do the same thing we've always been doing. I said, wow, what should I pray about? And here's what he told me. And I do love this verse. I know this verse, but here's what he said to me. He said, Carl, ask of me and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. He's like, Carl, you're always praying little tiny prayers. You're saying, Lord, bless my Cheerios. And that's nice. But you know what? I want to lift you up. I want to give you more capacity to understand what I've invested in you to get through you, to transform the nations of the world. That's what God's doing. That's what his will is. That's what's happening. You are the light of the world.